A recent story in the Press Republican, my local newspaper, talked at great length about the decision to keep the border closed, but never mentioned what Prime Minister Trudeau said. There was much commentary about what a bad situation it is, etc., which it is. Prime Minister Trudeau indicated the reason that the border would stay closed was the United States' failure to get COVID under control, which we clearly have not done, irrespective of what Mr. Trump is now touting on the campaign trail. This is very problematic for our region, and I fully concur with the elected officials and Mr. Douglas, who are deeply concerned about this. But I think sharing the information with the public as to the reason why is very important. Statistically, the U.S. had about 80,000 new cases on Friday, and Canada is running about 4,100 cases a day. Now, their populations are not comparative, since the U.S. is approximately 10 times larger than Canada. But even if you apply the multiple, you would see the U.S. is over 100% above the Canadian numbers. There is no practical way to screen people at the border unless you had a test available that could be read in 15 minutes to make the decision as to whether or not to let someone enter. Sticking with COVID, Governor Christie, after he exited intensive care, said, quote, "We have treated Americans like children, not adults, and everyone should be wearing a mask," close quote. The only solution here is to see a requirement for universal mask wearing so that we get some control of this virus and get everything opened up, including the border. Mr. Trump continued to treat us like children with his comments at the debate to the effect that we've turned the corner and it's going away. Senator McConnell advised the White House on Tuesday of last week not to enter into a stimulus agreement with Speaker Pelosi prior to the election. He indicated strongly that many Republicans were against it and that he may not have the votes to pass it in the Senate. My suspicions are that he is afraid that a sufficient number of senators who are in tough races will in fact vote for a large stimulus, joining the Democrats to pass the bill, leaving the majority of Republican senators having voted against it. I also suspect that Mr. McConnell has now concluded that Mr. Trump is going to lose, and he needs now to curry favor with the base by putting limits on spending, although they seemed not to have much of a problem earlier in 2020, the shifting sands of politics. New York State has suffered a 17% decline in sales tax revenue and $2.8 billion overall decline in tax revenue. These are significant events relative to the New York State budget. It does not look like they will recover during the rest of the New York State fiscal year ending in 2021, and thus cuts are likely in the offing. NASA's landing on the asteroid named Bennu was successful, as was the liftoff, and the collection of materials is on its way back to Earth. This is a significant scientific achievement under any circumstances and may prove to be truly educational when the materials are analyzed. Science continues to astound. Airline passenger screenings reached 1 million this past Sunday for 2020, which is a recent milestone, but when compared to the same day a year ago, it is a 60% decline. This is obviously a good sign that the numbers are increasing, but also points to the sharp decline in the airline industry and travel in general. We, of course, run the risk that new spikes in the virus that is likely to drive down the number of people willing to travel by air. As the conversation rumbles on about the issue of whether or not to wear masks and the assertion by many that refusing is an exercise of a constitutionally granted freedom, brings to mind the famous quote by Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, who became known for his analysis of what constitutes, quote, a clear and present danger, close quote, and the resulting limitations on free speech, holding that you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. The failure to wear masks is a clear and present danger to others as COVID is surging throughout the U.S. China's economy grew at 4.9% in the third quarter from the year earlier, which indicates the Chinese economy is going back towards its trajectory pre-COVID. The International Monetary Fund expects the Chinese economy in 2020 to expand by 1.9%, making it the only major world economy to grow this year, while ours is expected to shrink 4.3%, and the Eurozone, 8.3%. What's the key? Controlling COVID. Mr. Trump could learn something from the producers of the Chinese disease. Pope Francis announced this week that the Catholic Church would move towards a law that permitted same-sex marriage. Certainly an interesting development, given the historic positions taken by the Church, and a welcome one. My question, though, is, would Judge Barrett rule that unconstitutional, even though the Pope said it was okay? My guess, her ultra-conservative group will object vigorously. Unemployment claims dropped by 73,000, which is a sign of improvement. Nonetheless, employment is well below pandemic levels.